Hachapuri is on the menu. The question is where? Gyorgy Lomsadze is a reporter for Eurasia Net, a website that covers Central Asia and the Caucasus. Gyorgy, introduce us to hachapuri. What is it, and where do you go to find the best version of it?
Well, hachapuri is a round pie with crusty pizza-like bread, which is filled with cheese. And the dough is either chewy, like puffy, or it could be more flaky, like croissant, depends who makes it. And it comes from the Republic of Georgia. I think the best is made in the capital city in Tbilisi, Georgia.
So Tbilisi, Georgia is the answer to our geo quiz. How easy is it to find hachapuri?
Oh, it's very easy. It's everywhere. You just mention hachapuri and you'll be offered 10 variations of it. It is sold in the bakeries all over the city and the country for that matter. And they all have very good hachapuri.
Now, many, many places and cultures have some version of cheesy bread. What's so special about hachapuri?
If you put the right ingredients in the right order and in the right time, then it is absolutely delicious. The filling is a melting sort of velvety cheese, often mixed with eggs and butter. And sometimes some people add local cheese called sulguni, which is more creamy and it strings like mozzarella. I guess the best thing about hachapuri is when you cut it open, the cheese filling just comes out melting, delicious.
Okay, I'm hungry now.
Good.
You spoke with Georgia's agricultural minister. He has this effort to trademark this dish. What's he trying to protect with the trademark?
Well, hachapuri, even though it comes from Georgia, it's made all over the former Soviet Union. But over time, people started adding all kinds of things, like mushrooms or meat, and that is considered a travesty here in Georgia. So what the government is trying to do, they're trying to trademark hachapuri by giving it a special protection, which is called Traditional Specialty Guaranteed. This is borrowed from the European Union's trademark and labeling system. And so basically, if a food product carries this label, it still can be produced outside the country of origin, but only using the traditional recipe and traditional ingredients.
And how much would you say this is about sort of national and cultural pride, and how much about marketing?
Probably it's a little bit of both. What the government is trying to do is to protect the reputation of Georgian food because they're trying to reach new markets. So before Georgian food sort of arrives or tries to conquer the United States, they want to make sure that whatever is offered there is of relevant quality and of relevant taste.
The real thing, as it were.
Yes, that is the real thing.
Gyorgy, you told us about the best hachapuri, but level with us. Have you had something you might describe as the worst hachapuri?
Okay, the worst hachapuri is probably the one that I made. I was in the United States. I went to the graduate school there in Missouri. All of my classmates, everyone was trying to cook some national food.
Cool.
And I didn't cook. I never cooked before. And I just tried to make hachapuri because it sounded simple to me. So I bought like ingredients. It looked like Georgian cheese to me. And the cheese melted away. And so what I like baked was basically a bread. They were not like particularly happy about it. It was pretty bad.
Not very impressed.
Yeah.
So you need to perfect that hachapuri recipe.
Well, when I was back, back here in Georgia, I'm mostly trying to let the professionals do the job.
Gyorgy Lomsadze is a reporter for Eurasia Net. He's a hachapuri aficionado, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.